ان الحمد لله والصلاه والسلام على اشرف الانبياء وعلى اله واصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, we know the ayat of Surah An-Nisa where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about justice, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O you who believe, stand out firmly for justice as witnesses to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even as against yourselves or your parents or your kith and kin, and whether it be against the rich or the poor, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can best protect both. Do not follow the lust of your heart, lest you swerve from justice. And if you distort justice or decline to do justice, verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is well acquainted with all that you do. And this is ayat 135 of Surah An-Nisa. My brothers and sisters, you know and I know very clearly the issues of our ummah. And one of the major issues of this ummah is our racism. Now, this is something which is not new. This is something which was there even in the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The Arabs were among the most racist people in the world, and may Allah protect us, we seem to have gone back to where we were. We know this, the situation. Take racism. Racism began with the creation of mankind. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered the malaika to make sujood to Adam alayhi salam, what did Iblis say? He said, خَلَقْتَنِي مِن نَار وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِن تِين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, why did you refuse to obey my command? Iblis made a racist statement. He said, you have made me from fire and you made him from clay. So what is he saying? He's saying, by my nature of creation, because of my race, because of who I am superior to him. And what did that racist statement do to Iblis? It sent him into the hellfire forever. My brothers and sisters, I remind you that racism is a sign of shaitan. To consider yourself to be superior to another human being because you think that you are a superior person because of your race, this is the amal of shaitan. And racism refers to everything. Racism is not only restricted to white supremacy, which we hear all the time, and we have Donald Trump now who is trumpeting that all over his country. Racism is any race, whether it is the blacks or whether it is the whites or whether it is the Chinese or whether it is the Japanese or whether it is the Indians or whether it is the whoever, the Arabs, any race considering themselves to be superior to another race is racism. And this is haram in Islam, and it is an amal of shaitan. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the khutbatul wada, in his hajj, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said exactly the same thing. He said, no white man is superior to a black man. No black man is superior to a white man. No Arab is superior to a non-Arab. No non-Arab is superior to an Arab. Inna akramakum indallahi atqakum. He said, the one, the best, the most preferred, the most honorable among you is the one who has the greatest taqwa. Not the one who is black, not the one who is white, not the one who is Indian, not the one who is Chinese, not the one of our... There's no racial superiority. The only person who is the most honorable before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who has the most taqwa. I remind myself and you that let us go back to the tradition of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What was his tradition? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had adopted Zaid bin Haritha radiallahu anhu and went and he took him to the Kaaba and he announced that from now on he would be called Zaid bin Muhammad, and therefore he is the son of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Much later, when the ayat came in Surah Al-Ahzab, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that there is no Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has no sons, and that none of the men among you has Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as his father, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changed the law with regard to adoption, that you cannot adopt somebody else's child and give him your own name, then this adoption was overruled. And so Zaid bin Haritha radiallahu anhu is Zaid bin Haritha, is not Zaid bin Muhammad, and is not the son of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But let us stay at the time in Makkah before these ayat were revealed. Zaid bin Muhammad was considered to be the son of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What did Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam do? When it was time for Zaid to get married, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam first married him to Umm Aywan, who was Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's own wet nurse. Umm Ayman was the second mother of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Who was she? She was Abyssinian. She was black. Zayd bin Haritha was black. Zayd bin Haritha was a slave who had been purchased by Khadija al-Kubra radiallahu anha, and she presented him to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What was the first thing he did? He set him free. And after he set him free, when Zayd radiallahu anhu grew up to an age where he was to be married, Zayd bin Haritha radiallahu anhu was married to Umm Ayman, who was also an African, who was also Abyssinian, and she was the wet nurse of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She was his mother. Now, Zayd bin Haritha was the only companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he went to Taif. He took Zayd bin Haritha, he did not take anybody else. See the honor that is given to Zayd bin Haritha. Then Zayd bin Haritha radiallahu anhu, their son Usama bin Zayd radiallahu anhu was also black. He was also African because both his parents were African, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made him the youngest general in Medina before he passed away. He made Usama bin Zayd the general and the commander over the likes of Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu anhuma. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam then, when Zayd bin Haritha needed to be married again, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam married him to his own cousin Zainab bint Jahash. Later on, that marriage also was annulled by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of the adoption issues, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam married Zainab bint Jahash, who's among the Ummul Mumineen. She is among our mothers, but she was first married to Zayd bin Haritha radiallahu anhu. Who did Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam marry his own cousin to a black African man? Zayd bin Haritha. My brothers and sisters, Islam began, the first martyr of Islam, Sumayya bint Khayyat radiallahu anha, was a black African woman, and she was the first martyr of this deen, the first martyr of Islam. I can give you a list of people who Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam elevated to the highest levels. The biggest and the best example of that is Bilal bin Rabah radiallahu anhu, who Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam ordered to climb on top of the Kaaba and to call out the adhan. Bilal radiallahu anhu is the only human being under whose feet is the Kaaba that we bow to when we worship. Bilal bin Rabah radiallahu anhu is the one about whom Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ya Bilal, when I went in Mi'raj, I heard your footsteps in Jannah." He said, "Bilal is the one who will lead my camel into Jannah." My brothers and sisters, I remind myself and you, let us wake up to this fact that we as Muslims have gone back to the times of Jahiliyyah, where we are racist and we discriminate against each other on the basis of race. This is a terrible thing that has re-emerged in the Muslim Ummah. I think it is high time that we wake up to this fact and that we start practicing the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so that we don't stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment and have to answer for why we emulated Shaitan as he did when Adam al-Islam was created. My brothers and sisters, racism is haram. Racism is an act of shaitan. Let us be very, very clear. Make sure that we don't fall into that trap. In India, we have racism to such an extent. This has come to us from the Hindu culture of the caste system. We don't have racism against black people. We have racism against dark people. We have racism against dark people because that is the Hindu culture of the Aryan and the Dravidian, and this Hindu culture has also seeped into the Muslims. The whole of UP, as I mentioned in a previous Fajr reminder, the whole of UP election was based on what we call Biradari, which is our brotherhood. That brotherhood is not the brotherhood of faith. That brotherhood is the brotherhood of Asabiyat, the brotherhood of chauvinistic tribalism, which is rooted in racial discrimination. So people do not vote for a person because he's from another biradari, and that other biradari is also Muslim, but they are considered to be low caste Muslims. We have the situation of having in India what we call Dalit Muslims. Where on earth did we create all this? We have this racial discrimination of the Ashraf and the Ajlaf and the Ardal. the Ashraf are the Sayyid Pathan Mughal, and the others are Ajlaf, which are the tradesmen, and then we have Ardal. May Allah forgive us, whoever invented these terminologies is going to answer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ardal is the one who is the Zaleel, who is humiliated. By whom? By Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or by you and your false caste, Hindu caste system, which you have imported into Islam? Is there any Ardal in Islam? But we have people who have designated people as saying that these are Ardal. We have till today, we have masajid in India where the so-called low caste Muslims are not allowed to come in and pray. I don't care if you don't like what I'm saying. You come here to India and I will show you the masajid. We have masajid till today where so-called low-caste Muslims are not permitted to come into the masjid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How can you call a place like that even a masjid, where a Muslim is not allowed to enter to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. I remind myself and you, let us wake up before we are woken up. Let us wake up before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gets angry with us. Because if that happens, then nothing can save us. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us and give us the time to make tawbah. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to do that which is pleasing to Him, and save us from that which is not pleasing to Him. I am not so stupid that I believe that what I am saying here is going to make me popular. I don't care. I'm not interested in popularity. I don't want to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I don't want Him to ask me, you saw what was happening but you did not raise your voice. I don't want that to happen. And every single one of you who listens to this Fajr reminder is witness for me, whether you like it or not, on the Day of Judgment. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.